Dear Compassionate Warrior, does it ever feel like you have a sign across your head that says, "Tell me your troubles"? You know who you are. You are the front line for humanity, the compassionate undercover caregivers. You work with people daily, either professionally or personally, and you support them through their troubles. I can relate. Whether I ask or not, people tend to tell me their stories, and I love hearing them. I love learning about their relationships, their hopes and dreams, and even their losses. If you are a human and you have a story, you do, then I am interested in knowing it. What I have come to realize and why I'm writing this book is that we don't always know what to say when people share the challenging stories of their lives, and sometimes we even say the wrong things in response. Often, we become drained by other people's stories because we think we have to have all the answers, which often leads us to stop asking the questions. Let me start by saying thank you. Thank you for being on the front lines. I know it's not always easy. Thank you for caring enough to ask, and more importantly, for caring enough to listen to the answer. We need more people like you on the planet. With deep gratitude and love, Laura. Foreword. Compassion is simultaneously one of the most important aspects of being human, and also the trickiest. Without compassion, we are left to live in a world that feels lonely, isolating, and cold. But with too much compassion, we find ourselves over-sacrificing and over-giving at the expense of ourselves. Laura Jack has taken over a decade of knowledge, study, and lived wisdom and created a timeless manual for mastering the art of compassion and living from our hearts. When I first read The Compassion Code, something deep inside of me shifted. It changed the way I see myself. It changed the way I view the world. It catalyzed a new way of how I show up in my relationships, in my business, and with myself. The truth is that a similar awakening happened in me when I first met Laura. If you ever have the opportunity to meet her, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The moment I hugged Laura, I knew we would be soul sisters for life. Over the course of our friendship, Laura and I have built businesses together, spent hours in deep conversation, texted when in crisis and when in celebration, and generally become best friends. We've coached each other through challenges, loved each other through loss, and held each other in tears and laughter. Laura has taught me what it means to be a friend, and she has ushered me into a new way of living, with compassion as my compass. Laura handed me the Compassion Code at a perfect time. I had just found out I was pregnant, so I was in the in-between phase of simultaneously feeling joy and also mourning the loss of my old life as I knew it. As Laura so perfectly describes in this book, any loss or change of state is a grieving experience. Halfway through reading this profound book, in the midst of my joy and grief over being pregnant, I had a miscarriage. My initial grief of losing my former life turned into the grief of mourning the loss of my future life. This book and Laura Jack's wisdom saved me. I learned that grief shows up in many different ways. Things I used to call depression or anger, Laura simply refers to as one of the many faces of grief. What I have learned from Laura, and what you will find in this book, is that in order to have true compassion for others, we must first have compassion for ourselves. Yet, the only way we can ever have compassion for ourselves is if we give ourselves full permission to feel it all. The Compassion Code provides one breakthrough after another. You know those books that fill you with something inexplicable from the moment you pick them up? Well, you have in your hands one of those books. Through every page, every story, and every inquiry, You can feel Laura's love, tenderness, and compassion jumping straight off the page and into your heart.